Alaska's legislature left a lot of unfinished business when it adjourned last month. Energy development, student loan forgiveness, and other issues will be back on the table when lawmakers resume meeting next January. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld talked to members of Southeast's legislative delegation about their priorities and has the story.
The region's lawmakers worked this year on a funding mechanism for power generation and transmission projects. Bills in the House and Senate proposed reworking an existing Southeast Energy Fund to help pay for lines and dams. Both made significant progress, but Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman says the time wasn't right.
We worked those bills to the finance committees, both in the House and the Senate, and they will be on the table with other energy bills and energy needs around the state. The concern that a lot of us in Southeast, from a Southeast legislative perspective, is that we want to make sure that the region's in position when the heavy discussion comes down on an in-state bullet line, which would serve gas from the North Slope into the rail belt.
At least $1.5 billion in projects have been proposed for the region. Stedman says he'll pursue his Senate legislation next year. So will Haines Republican Representative Bill Thomas, who introduced the House version. Thomas was among the Southeast lawmakers backing bills to reduce loans of college students who return to the state.
We're educating our children, and they're leaving Alaska. I want them to come home, and so do other people.
Thomas introduced a measure repaying loans for teachers, fisheries biologists, dentists, and nurses. It didn't pass, but he did insert language in another student loan bill that made it through. The wording tells loan managers to come up with a plan.
The Student Loan Corporation shall develop a proposal for the state program under which the state would repay all or part of loans to students for costs of post-secondary education.
And is that just for the occupational groups you were looking at before, or for everyone?
It's programmed for post-secondary, which should be everybody.
Thomas says that will help consideration to continue next year. Juneau Democratic Representative Beth Curtula introduced her own bill for giving up to half of loans owned by all students who return to the state. She says time did not allow her to pursue that bill this year.
As minority leader, I have duties that go beyond my own personal legislation. And the day that Senator Elton left, I looked around at my staff, who largely do caucus work as well as my own personal legislative work, and we all as a team decided there was absolutely no way I could move personal legislation this session.
Another Southeast lawmaker's bill attempted to prohibit nurses' mandatory overtime. Wrangell Republican Representative Peggy Wilson, herself a nurse, says too many hours stresses healthcare workers, threatening patients' well-being. But most hospitals oppose the bill, saying it's not needed and could lead to staff shortages. Wilson says she hopes to move the measure next year.
We might work on it a little bit in the interim and see if we can come up with some compromise language that both sides can be happy with.
One Southeast lawmaker has no leftover bills. That's Juneau Democrat Dennis Egan, appointed the last day of the session to fill a vacant Senate seat. Egan says he'll try to push legislation through his chamber that Juneau's representatives, Republican Kathy Munoz and Democrat Curtula, got through the House.
One of the big concerns for me is the Mental Health Lands Trust building in the old Subport area. And starting to work and meeting with different legislators on trying to make sure that this is tackled the first part of the session.
Lawmakers are in the midst of a two-year session. That means bills left over at the end of the first year stay in play during the second. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.